Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Mem. Cham in Shochuchma Me'erev Shabbos. After concluding that it's aser to bathe on Shabbos, even if the water was heated before Shabbos, the Gemara discusses what you can do with such water that was heated before Shabbos. There's a basic machlokas amaraim relating to the extent that preheated water can be used. Rav Amar Rochitz ben Kolgufa Ever Ever. Rav holds you can wash your entire body limb by limb, and the Gemara later brings an Ikad Amri, a second version of Rav, that holds you can even wash your entire body at one time, as long as you leave one limb out of the bath. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, you can only wash panav yadav araglav, your face, hands, and feet, but no other part of the body. The Gemara brings three proofs against Rav. The first two only work to reject the second version of Rav, but the third works to reject both versions of Rav. Amrle Rav Yosef la'abaye, even after Rav was rejected, Rav Yosef wasn't certain whether Rabba still followed Rav, because perhaps Rabba didn't know about the rejection. If he didn't know about the rejection, it's logical to assume that he followed Rav, because with only three exceptions, Rabba always followed Rav. Kol mili demar avid karav bar mehani tlas. But perhaps this case is different because it is a kula and not a chumra of Rav. And perhaps he only followed the kulas, the chumras of Rav and not the kulas of Rav. The halachas of bathing on Shabbos were influenced by Ovrei Avera over the course of history. The Gemara takes us through the five-step historical development of the halacha relating to bathing on Shabbos. My Ovrei Avera. So first it was mutter to bathe in water heated before Shabbos. But that didn't work out because bathhouse attendants would claim the water was preheated, but they were really heating it on Shabbos. Next they said you can't bathe in hot water, but Zeya going for a schwitz, that was okay. That didn't work out because people would bathe and claim they were just going for a schwitz. Next they said you can't go for a schwitz because you can bathe in Chamei Tveria. But you can bathe in Chamei Tveria. That didn't work out because people would bathe in heated water and claim they were bathing in Chamei Tveria. Next, they got very strict and said you can't even bathe in Chamei Tveria. That didn't work out because people couldn't handle that gezeira. Finally, they settled on keeping the Isser to bathe in preheated water and keeping the Isser of Zeya, but permitted bathing in Chamei Tveria in naturally hot springs. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara notes that Amar Rava Haimanda Avarad Rabbanan Shari Lemikri Le'Avaryana. It's permissible to call a person who violates Dinim Drabbanan an Avaryan, as we see that we called the people who bathe in preheated water Ovrei Avera. Next stage of the Gemara, the next major discussion, Tanur Rabban Mischamim Adam Keneged Amadura. Once we're talking about bathhouses, the Gemara discusses some related halachas. First, the Gemara tells us two bathing-related isurim. Number one, you can't get wet and warm your body by the fire because you'll be warming the water that's on your body. And number two, you can't put a hot pitcher of water on your stomach for a stomach ache because you might spill some of the water on your body. This is not advisable during the week either because it involves potential sakana. Tanur Rabbanan Mevi Adam Kiton Mayim. Next, we discuss the permissibility of heating oil on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda allows warming a flask of oil near a fire because warming isn't the same as bishul. It's just poshrim, it's just lukewarm. Rav Shimon Gamliel thinks you can only warm the oil if you first rub it on your skin because he thinks even warming oil is a violation of bishul. There's a machlokas amarayim, however, what is the shita of the Tanakama? Does the Tanakama hold that there's no isra of bishul on oil at all, or does he hold there is an isra of bishul on oil? We paskin, the Gemara paskins at the end of the day, that there is an isra of bishul on oil, and the gedder of that isra bishul is the same as the isra of bishul on water, that once it reaches yad soledes bo, it is aser. Amrav Yisrael Paravdimi Pamachas Nechnasti Acharebi Lebeis Amerchatz. Finally, the Gemara tells us a couple of stories that we derive several halachas from. The first story happened in a bathhouse, and we learned five halachas from it. Three of the halachas we learned directly, and two indirectly. The story was that Rebbe instructed Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi to only heat oil in a klisheni in the Beis Amerchatz. Five halachas. First, we see that oil is subject to the Yisr Bishel, because he made him do it in a klisheni. Second, we see that klisheni einu mevashel, klisheni can't halachically cook, because he allowed him to do it in a klisheni. Third, we see that even warming oil is considered to be cooking the oil according to Rebbe. Fourth, since the bathhouse must have been using Chamei Tveria, because that's the only thing it's mutter to bathe in, we see that even cooking in Chamei Tveria, naturally heated springs, is a problem on Shabbos. And fifth, we see that you could paskin a halacha in a bathhouse If it's la afrushe me'isura, to prevent somebody from violating an iser. Then the final story the Gemara tells is of Rabbi Avo floating in a bath, and the Gemara leaves open the possibility, Rabbi Zera wasn't sure, that maybe Rabbi Avo was actually swimming, maybe he left his feet. Since the iser of swimming may only apply to a pool that has no rim around the edges, and he was in a bath that in fact did have a rim around the edges.